Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast with Leslie Kane. And this is a podcast for women entrepreneurs who are ready to start a business, get unstuck, or grow with more courage, clarity, and confidence. If you're feeling scattered, overwhelmed, which I really don't like that word, or unsure where to begin, this is a space for practical business coaching, simple systems, and real stories of courage. You'll get tools and support and the permission to believe you can take action today, not someday. I'm Leslie Kane, a courage coach, podcast host, and founder of the Why Not Today movement. I created this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who often said, "Why not today?" A question that has become my mantra and my mission. For over 30 years, I've been encouraging and supporting women in business, providing the tools and systems they need to take courageous, confident action and work in life. That's the thread that runs through everything I do, supporting women to believe in themselves, make bold moves, and create growth that feels aligned and doable. Each week, you'll hear solo episodes from me where I'll coach through common business challenges and guest interviews that will go beyond inspiration to teach what actually works. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, you'll leave each episode with a clear next step and a reminder that you're not alone. So let's dive in to Why Not Today, the podcast that helps you grow with courage, not chaos. And my guest today is Robin McClure, or often known as Fun Robin. And Robin and I have been great friends, and as the years go, I think even better friends and BFFs. And it's interesting, I often share when I meet somebody for the first time, and I remember exactly where I was, that they're destined to be in my life forever. And you sure are. So I remember, I think I saw you at a couple chamber things, but really where the first impression was standing in Calypso's. And I was looking for meeting space. And somebody's like, "Meet Robin." And you were just opening a studio. And so you and I partnered. I, as a Mary Kay sales director, did trainings and guest events every week. And you so graciously, generously offered your space. And it was such a win-win, I think, for both of us during that season that, you know, sometimes we didn't have anybody show up. And we often said, you know, I still talk about Pino's Palette all the time. And it's a true example of how, and I often talk about, you never know who's watching and you never know who that one person you're going to meet is going to make a difference. So, you know, me bringing people into Pino's Palette that had never been to Pino's Palette, it helped grow your business. You supported my business. You listen to me every week talk about how you wash your face and hopefully wash your face more often because of that. And then through the years, you know, we've become great friends and been able to navigate so much together. And so I'm really excited to have you on. So Fun Robin, introduce yourself, a little about you and a fun fact about you. And how many times are we going to say fun?
Oh, I can make that a drinking game.
We could, except for
if you're watching this later and have a glass of wine.
Exactly.
Well, first of all, thank you. I am honored to be interviewed by you on this wonderful podcast. And I love that you said I so generously offered to let you bring people into my studio, because truly it was probably better for my business than it was even for yours. So, and yes, I do wash my face more often, and I think of you every time I do.
Oh, good. And, you know, that's a good point, though. It was your generosity, because I paid for a space for years. And I remember coming in and checking your space. I'm like, okay, so how much is it going to cost you? You're like, nothing. So you saved me. And it was such a welcoming, great place. And all my customers, friends, team member all fell in love with Robin, too. So it was such a win-win for everybody. And I think people need to remember that to collaborate with other business owners, because you just never know. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So you own Pino's Palette, but who's Robin?
Well, first and foremost, I am a mom of two amazing grown children, boys. I'm a boy mom through and through, and happily married to my husband, Dwayne, for we'll be celebrating 29 years on July 6th. So that's exciting. And that's kind of how I got into Pino's Palette was, my oldest, who is now 29, please don't do the math.
Well, don't get into that yet. Hold on that.
Okay.
So what's a fun fact about Robin?
Fun fact, I grew up in South Florida, and, I don't know if this qualifies as truly a fun fact, but I am an extra in the movie Revenge of the Nerds.
Did not know that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you can really see me. If somebody asked me, somebody called me on it and like, well, which scene? And I'm like, it's a beach scene. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't even know if you can really see me, but it was kind of a fun experience.
Well, that's fun. Well, it's funny, you know, you have asked that you wouldn't know kind of thing. And I had one the other day and I was like, forgot what it was. And now you just brought it back to me that I was actually I was not personally, but my sister and I, our beach shares were in the Hawaii episode of 90210.
Oh, cool.
We happened to be in Hawaii I was on a work trip kind of, and they were filming 90210. So we strategically went around to see, and if you're really young, you have no idea what we're talking about.
That's true.
We strategically went around so we could be in the episode, and they didn't go to where we were, but they panned to where our beach chairs were. So claim to fame. And then I love your fun Robin story. And I know this one too well, that you and Robin Madden both were
Gordy Madden. She uses her maiden name.
Okay.
In business.
So I just know her husband, but she, you guys,
I can make this story short because I know.
Yeah, you tell the story better.
So I am a self-named Fun Robin, but I did come by it in business now. But I did come by it honestly in working with the other Robin, who we deemed as Organized Robin. Mm-hmm. So she and I both have had kindergartners at the time at St. Joe's, and I got recruited to work on fundraising, and I enjoy the fun things, or at least the things that are fun to me. And Organized Robin is a taskmaster. She's really organized and very good at that. So we were a great partnership, and the Fun Robin just kind of stuck. And incidentally, that's how I got it to begin with. But my husband, once I got truly involved in all of the fundraising and other volunteering, he's like, I miss Fun Robin because I was so busy. so well, I'm Fun Robin in my personal life too a little bit.
Oh, good. Well, so because the podcast is all about courage, what does courage mean to you?
So I think I really thought about this question as I was preparing for our interview. And I think very simply to me, it's facing challenges, even when you're a little reluctant or nervous or even scared. I think just facing it takes courage. And I think it has a lot to do with faith as well. I think having faith that it might not work out, but I'll be okay either way. I think that's, to me, it's courage.
I totally agree. Good answer. So you currently are the founder, or not founder, owner of Pino's Palette in the Dulles, Reston, Herndon area. But this hasn't been your first rodeo with owning a business. And you've had another one, I know, a franchise. And I don't know if there's others in your history.
Well, this is the first time I've been a franchisee, an owner of a franchise.
Okay. I thought you were decorating
there. I worked for the corporate office, and I helped literally hundreds of people enter into their own interior decorating business.
Okay.
I worked with franchisees, and I traveled and trained and worked in marketing and development.
And then did you help other people pick franchises also?
Just kind of because I truly embraced franchising in general through Decorating Den and my mentor, who was the owner and chairman of Decorating Den. He has since passed, may he rest in peace. But he was very involved in franchising at Century 21 and Decorating Den and other businesses, and just really got me involved in it, in the Franchise Association and that sort of thing. And so I just naturally, when talking to other people looking at businesses, did get involved, and I've helped other people in other industries, but through franchising.
Okay, so Pino's is your first franchise you've owned.
That I've owned, yes.
Okay,
I've been involved in.
Okay, when did you purchase this franchise? And you started to say why, but let's talk about that.
Okay. So it's been a little over 10 years now. And it's not an unusual story. My oldest, Zach, was a junior almost. I think he might have been actually a senior in high school. And I guess it's a junior in high school. Sorry, as you get older, you start to everything melts together.
Forget those days.
But I realized, so I was working quite a bit. As I said, I was traveling with Decorating Den. And I realized I wasn't going to get this time back with my son. So we were looking at colleges and what he's going to be doing. And I'm fortunate enough to not, I didn't have to be working. So made the hard decision to leave Decorating Den. And I never really left it 100% because I was so invested with the people that I had helped get into business. So still I'm connected with them in little ways. But I realized that I wasn't getting this time back with my son. And I also realized I can't just go from working to not doing anything. That's not in my DNA, really. And so I started Fun Robin as an LLC and just did more consulting and I did some fundraising and that sort of thing. But I had decided that, you know what? I want something where I'm here, I'm home based, not traveling as much. And I had come across Pino's Palette in doing research of other female-oriented businesses and lifestyle type of an industry, like wine and fashion and art and things that are not Decorating Den, but closely related because that's what I knew. And incidentally, I didn't purchase a Decorating Den franchise, not because I didn't believe in Decorating Den. I obviously still do. But interior decorators do a lot of schlepping. And I was like, I just don't want to be a schlepper. and my business acumen is enough. Pardon me?
I was going to say, it's good to know what you want, but also more importantly, what you don't want to do.
Well, but as it turned out, so make a long story short, which I'm not very good at doing. I ended up with Pino's Palette, and because of the area we live in, especially 10 years ago, getting my retail space, it's one, very expensive, and two, there wasn't a lot in those days that fit the bill. So I ended up starting with my mobile business. So guess what I did a lot of?
Schlepping.
Schlepping. Oh, well.
Yeah. So one question that I want to just dive deeper in with people is, as people are listening to this and maybe thinking about starting a business or have a business and it's not exactly where they want it to be, you know, I've often focused on people's courage stories and they started and now they're here and everything's wonderful, but there's a lot of messy middle in between. And there's a lot of things that I know you and I've watched you. And one of the questions that in the preliminary setup for this podcast that we talked about is, what's one thing you wish you would have known? And you admitted you couldn't think of anything. Well, I could easily tell you something. And you said, it might not relate to everybody. True, but it could relate to a lot of people. So what's the one thing, it could be more than one, but the one thing we just talked about that you wish you would have known before you started that was kind of a bump and has added some extra, I don't know, anxiety, stress in your world?
So it relates to that brick and mortar space. So to give a little bit of a background with Decorating Den, I literally help hundreds of people start their business and within their business help them, but it was a home-based business. So as much as I think you'll never know everything you need to know. There's always going to be things, but I've felt like I had a leg up because I had seen so many businesses start, right? Like I knew you need to go into it with the mindset of building the business. And I knew the importance of sales and marketing and expenses and operating and a lot of that. I didn't fully understand the details of leasing space, and everything involved in that truly is so far beyond what I could have anticipated. And,
and that's
I wish I would have known more.
I put in the bucket of, and I learned this with me starting Why Not Today as opposed to Mary Kay. You don't know what you don't know.
For sure.
I think you know it, but yeah, it was harder than you thought.
For sure. And I even thought I knew to like numbers, accounting, not my thing, but I know enough to hire that out, right?
Right.
And so I thought I knew enough to work with a professional in doing the leasing, and I did, and I, but they don't know enough about what my business is. You know what I mean? I didn't
Right.
know enough to get a local expert in franchising and someone who would understand retail as well as paint and sip experiential.
Oh,
Like,
and
there's
then
a
you
lot
had the
there.
whole alcohol. That was a whole nother
Right.
thing.
Right. And that my attorney was instrumental in helping me with that. And that's actually, I think, one of the really good lessons in getting this business started from a courage perspective, and that would relate. So Pino's Palette as a franchise is a paint and sip, and it's either bring your own wine or they have a bar. Well, guess what? The state of Virginia, neither of those things is an option. You may or may not know there are no bars in the state of Virginia. You have to be a full restaurant and sell 45% food prepared on site. Like, there's a lot of different things like that. So in this, I did the research and made everything happen to where it's a happy accident, to quote Bob Ross, in the way that we serve our sips for our paint and sip actually worked out to be really good. But it is a struggle and
it took
something
some
that
work.
sets me apart with other paint and sips, even within my own franchise system, because we have the retail shop and we do complimentary tastings, which is different.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely things you have to learn. And then, you know, as we're going, as I said, you don't start here and end up here without some bumps and messy middles. So what are some of the things you had to encounter that maybe were hard, and some were hard and stay hard, or some were hard and blessings?
I mean, I think the obvious answer for anybody you're interviewing who's been in business in the last 5 to 6 years is
We're
the big old
recording this, by the way, in
pandemic.
2025.
Right. But I think we can all take big lessons from that. And there have been several positive outcomes from stepping in and making it through the pandemic. And I don't think any of us in business could have done it. I think you talked about this earlier, how collaborating with other businesses is so crucial, especially in times of struggle like a pandemic, or even right now in our current climate in Northern Virginia and the DMV. There's a lot of issues that aren't necessarily as relevant or urgent in other markets that they
Yes.
are here right now. So
That's such a
there's
good
a lot
point.
To be said to collaborate with other hospitality or hospitality adjacent type of businesses, for sure.
Yeah, and I know in the Mary Kay world, you know, we had to completely pivot, and it turned into a positive thing too, because I had to learn how to do things differently. And we had a huge support system. People started Facebook groups and trainings, like we were all figuring it out together. I know in the hospitality industry, I was working with a restaurant, and myself, that restaurant owner, and two other restaurant owners, we met weekly, beginning of the pandemic, to say, okay, where are you getting heaters? Where are you getting, how are you, you know, separating tables? Where are you getting paper napkins? Where are you getting sanitizer? You know, all those things, we had to collaborate. And I'm sure you did the same thing with Pino's Palette, figuring out different things. So what's one positive thing that shifted in your business because of the pandemic?
So I think if I have to just name one, it would be our virtual and paint at home kits. We never would have thought to do that. And it's an additional revenue source and an additional way that we can bring the art and fun to people, which is really nice.
And not schlepping.
Exactly. And I will say for me personally, I don't think I would have made it through this pandemic if I didn't have my business. As hard and scary as it was to try to stay afloat when you can't make sales and you have to find little ways to do it, having the contact with a couple of my artists who were able to come in, and we would keep our distance and we were very careful about everything, but having the customers who were able to come to pick up their paint kits and still stay connected with us virtually was a saving grace. And many of them have talked about that and the relationships that we now have with our community is a plus. I would not have made it through, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Like my husband and my son both were not affected personally because they're just as happy to stay home and do it. Yeah. But yeah, I need activity in my life.
Well, and I think it supported us and gave us new ways to do things. It did the same thing with my business. And that's kind of where this podcast started, was walking with a friend I probably wouldn't have been doing in the middle of the week, in the middle of the day, if it wasn't for what was going on in the world. So Right. We kind of shifted, but we were able to learn new ways and support each other. Something I was listening to earlier today said, you know, the pandemic is not the first thing that's happened. And there's been lots of bumps. And you can look at an economic crisis years ago. And then we had 9/11. And I was a Mary Kay director and I was just quit my job. And that was pretty scary. Like, how the heck do you call someone and say, buy lipstick when the world, we don't know what's going to happen. But what I found, which is again, what I found during COVID, is we needed connection. We needed people. So literally, we just started getting on the phone and calling people and talking to people and built that. And so we had to do it again during COVID, and there'll probably be another thing that'll happen. But it's those connections make such a difference.
And I think that another thing from a more broader view of the pandemic. So as I started to mention, one of the struggles for me in business was the brick and mortar and the retail space and how expensive it was. I was so overpaying in rent, and I was basically just working my tail off to pay rent. I wasn't, and you keep my artists happy and, you know, and that kind of thing. And when the pandemic first happened, it was almost a little bit of a, well, this would be an easy way out. Nobody would blame me. I could say, hey, it's a pandemic, and I could have closed my doors and been done with it. And I think the courage facing it and finding these other ways and going through it, coming out to the other side now, gives me a new appreciation for my business. And, you know, there's been other things that, you know, the parent company has been bought out by, it's been twice, the first one not as good, and then recently. So having faced all of these other things and now having such an appreciation for the business and the leadership that is now part of Pino's Palette it's amazing. And I'm so thankful that I stuck it out, but it was really close. I was close to saying, you know what, who would blame me? And
I think that's part of the why not today, is just having the courage to just keep going when it would be easier to quit or to pivot or to get a job or do the things, and how much we learn from the struggle that make us a better person. Your boys are watching you. Other people are watching you. You know, you're being able to model, like, I didn't quit. I didn't throw in the towel, and you grab the lessons on the way. And aren't you so glad you did?
Yes.
So how would you encourage somebody else that's thinking, I'm looking for something new. I want to be home with my kids. I want to start a business, or maybe they have a business and it hasn't been exactly, you know, as they call unicorn and rose, what, I don't know the phrase, but you know, everything perfect, because it's not. And everybody thinks, oh, it's going to be perfect. You start here and you end up here, because people look at the end. It's interesting. AOL, I don't know if you even know this, they did a story on me 15 years into Mary Kay. And I was on, like, when you checked your email for AOL, there was a story about me, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger would scroll
That's
through.
Cool fun fact. I did not know
It
that.
is a fun fact. And, but people saw I started with a $100 business and now I had a pink Cadillac, and they didn't see 15 years. And so how would you encourage somebody else to, it's worth it to keep going, to not quit, to get started?
So I think it really, I don't know that there's a pat answer that I would say, because every given situation is different on what their why is,
Right.
truly.
I think
And
that's a key
I
thing,
think
is
if you
know
can
your why.
define your why, you're like 10 steps ahead of everybody else. And I think, you know, you've used the term pivot a few times, but even without a pandemic, I think you have to be able to pivot because your why changes. So certainly, and my boys are grown and living their own lives, the why for wanting to be home and have that time with them is different. So
Right.
I would say just ask yourself the questions of why, and then give yourself answers to why not.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, very smart. So I always in the podcast also connect this back to my dad, which you never met. But in just connecting and knowing who you are, he would have loved you and he would have been painting at Pino's Palette, I'm sure. But I think some of the things is, one, you become not just my friend and business partner and all the different things, but I think you're a part of my entire family.
I love your family.
Been a big part of it. And also your involvement in the chamber. You're on the board of the Reston Chamber, and my dad was founder of it. So because of him, you're there. So yay.
Yay.
So I will share in the show notes how to find Robin and all her details. And if you want to paint, you can obviously go to her studio or virtually. We do a one word event together every year, and we've done it virtually. I have a good friend, Julia, who's been on the podcast a couple times, that she painted from Asheville. So it doesn't matter where you are. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I will say, I didn't have the pleasure of meeting your dad, and I do absolutely adore your whole family. And I think from the moment I met you, you have always embodied that courage and helping other people. And then when I learned that your dad was a founder of the chamber, which I love the chamber, we could do a whole podcast on that probably. And
Yeah.
your sister, who I, well, all of your sisters really, but Alicia, who I've worked with through the chamber as well. And your dad has always been kind of an underlying part of that. You've always shared you know, his inspiration for you. And I personally, I'm a daddy's little girl as well. And my dad was an entrepreneur, or is still an entrepreneur. Thankfully, he's still around. But I think I love that connection. So I'm
Yeah.
glad to be a part of it. And I love seeing you live your life this way and in honoring him.
Oh, well,
And my
thanks.
favorite podcast episode is the one with your mom.
Oh. She's like, I didn't do anything courageous. I'm like, yes, you did. You have such freedom. So, well, thank you, Robin, and for sharing. And I'm glad that we saved your episode till the shift in the podcast or pivot. I think it was a good fit. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the Why Not Today podcast with Leslie Kane. If today's podcast gave you clarity, encouragement, or a practical idea you can use, I'd love to hear about it. If you're ready to take the next step in your business or your life, I offer complimentary coaching sessions to help you get focused, take action, and move forward with confidence. You can book a free session, check out everything you want to know about Why Not Today, my events, tools, everything at whynottodaymovement.com. And this podcast is your bridge From inspiration to action, I'm here to walk with you every step of the way. So if this episode spoke to you, share it with a friend, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe and so you never miss a moment of courage. And remember, you don't need to have it all figured out. You just need one more brave step. And thank you, Robin, for being my guest. And
thank you,
everybody, for listening or watching. And remember, always say, why not today?
Cheers.
Aw, I love you. Got your cup.